Ours to Protect, a climate and environmental programme on WLR with Clodagh Walsh.
Hello and welcome to this week's Ours to Protect. First, let's eavesdrop just for a moment.
Here's our first statement. Get ready to have a quick look and have a think about where you want to be in the room. Remember, strongly agree over here, strongly disagree over there. Okay, so I know a lot about climate change. Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, so I know a lot about climate change. We have a bit of a cluster in the middle and a little tail at either end. And I think that's probably where a lot of people are, and data shows this, especially young people. They feel like they're aware of it, they're hearing about it, but maybe not as many people feel like they're really, really strongly knowledgeable about this.
That was Cian Gill of the Climate Action Team at Waterford City and County Council, and he was talking to a group of TY students from across the city and county who took part in the first Students' Climate Conference in the large room in City Hall. And the purpose of the day was to hear the students' thoughts and ideas on the Council's proposed Climate Action Plan for Waterford. These students are from St Augustine's College in Dungarvan.
It's good
very
so
interesting.
Far.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
Is there anything that you learned this morning that you didn't know?
That there's some countries that are entirely relying on renewable energy.
Yeah. Me too. Yeah. I didn't know that. But tell me what you're doing here now. What do you have to do?
So we have to put a green, red or yellow sticker on one of these, and it means we don't like the action. I like the action, but we have a suggestion, or we really like the action.
Have you decided on any of them so far?
We decided.
I think
that
this will work.
On the first one, it says annual training of LA staff and elective representatives on topics specific to their own work. So we put a green sticker.
People need to know what they're preaching.
And students from Ardscull Namara in Tramore were also enjoying the day.
I think it's very interesting. I think it's great that they're getting us involved in it.
Yeah, it's nice to see connections between Waterford schools as well, I think, coming together and, you know, being asked by the council as well.
And having our voices heard, because like a lot of these issues do relate to us.
Yeah, and I think it's nice that it's kind of simplified down as well for us. You know, we can understand it and it's not very complex.
It's something you just use the water.
Yeah. Girls, are you looking at the energy consumption in the rooms here?
Yeah.
Can you tell me what you decided on some of them or any of them?
We think the fridge is a big contributor to energy usage because it's constantly on and you need to have it at a certain temperature and the lights and everything.
Yeah, and like the freezer and the fridge are like constantly used 24/7, where other things like the oven or the dishwasher are used only for short amounts of the day. So, yeah. It's
great. Are you enjoying today?
Yeah, it's great fun.
It's great.
Yeah.
Have you done anything like this before?
No, we have green school meetings quite frequently and we do things in our school to help with the environment. But this is like our first official like outside of school business for green schools, so it's very interesting.
And when it comes to climate change and the democratic process, that was one of the important messages from the Mayor, Joe Conway.
Here in Waterford, we started our climate action plan recently, and as a council, we're working very hard at it. And you people, you have so much to deliver and to say about this. But do you know the most effective way that you can have your say on climate change? This is my thought about it. That next June, you will be asked, if you're now 17 or 18, if you are facing elections next June, you can't vote and you can't have your choice and you can't have your say if you're not registered. So I'm appealing to you and your siblings, please get registered and have your voice heard, irrespective of what you say. Otherwise, in the democratic process, you don't exist.
And the students weren't the only people impressed with the climate conference. Teacher Paul Joyce of Blackwater Community School in Lismore.
I think it's very informative, you know, the way they've gone through each kind of topic and the kind of interactive part of it, you know, breaks up the day. And it's nice to see the students, their opinion is being really valued, you know, any kind of advice they could give or any improvement on any of the plans that they have in. It's just nice to see that, and but the way they talk through about how important democracy is, getting clear communication, knowing who your local councillors are, and giving us a sheet with the names as well was a great idea.
It's like, really kind of promoting good citizenship, isn't
exactly,
it?
Exactly, yeah, because if you don't say anything, then no change can happen. Like.
And the last word goes to the mayor, who made this appeal to the young people.
Our little efforts, each one of us, in school, at home, there are thousands of things that each one of you can do. Switching off light, turning off the immersion. Small things. But it's people like you and me and the rest of the team here. We are the only tangible hope against the Donald Trumps and the industrialists who want to screw the world for the few bob they can get for it. So be very courageous and think about this stuff because it's pretty critical. And thanks for giving me an ear. Gurmagrith.
That's it for this week's Hours to Protect. And don't forget that you can be in with a chance to win €250 if you complete our online survey. You can check out Hours to Protect on WLRFM.com. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Hours to Protect, brought to you by WLR, the IBI, and funded by Comisión na Mban with a television licence fee. Check out hourstoprotect.ie and WLRFM.com for more info.